always be fundraising. Really? Always? First off, you should be wary of any pithy phrase with a certitude. Moreover, any founder that has even attempted to fundraise, let alone see a raise through to completion, will know how it is an all-consuming distraction. I joked about this in episode 18, Runway, saying that investors want to know what your runway is after you raise this capital, because fundraising is a waste of your time. Okay, well, not really a waste of your time, but it does take you away from what you set out to do, build a truly transformative business. So why ABF? Always be fundraising? As you can probably surmise, this is about staying in touch with investors, not about actively selling equity on an ongoing basis. The simple act of sending investor updates is part of the ABF mindset. One update to your current investors, and a second update to your prospective investors, minus sensitive financial or strategic information, of course. Founders that take ABF to the next level will take introductions to prospective investors in between rounds, whether that's through referrals or their own outreach. They keep their fundraising CRM live and keep those conversations going. The main benefit here is that you get to build relationships. There's that relationship word again. You're not asking for money. You might not even be asking for advice. You are talking with folks and starting that relationship. But there are downsides to ABF, top of which is that fundraising is a distraction. You set out to build a business, not just fundraise. If things are going well, you need to be in the business and you don't need to be talking to investors. If things are going to shit, you need to be in the business fixing it, not talking to investors who will not invest in you while the business is struggling. So always be fundraising? At a minimum, I think that quarterly prospective investor updates is a great way to stay top of mind. Then it's up to you to decide if you want to actively ABF or just turn it on selectively.